Well, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey.
I don't know what that was. As creepy as what it was.
Yeah.
Hey, what's that guy? Oh, the Fonz?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love it. I love it. I forgot what I was going to. What was I going to do?
I don't know.
Oh, it's WTF.
Oh, there you go.
Let's just do that.
Brock, what the fuck? What's the problem, Brock? Come on. Brock, what the fuck? This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
I'm a fan of drinking. Obviously, you know that.
Yeah.
I like the booze.
You do some boozing.
It's fun. It's a great pastime. But you gotta
when
have
you're 21 years old, kids.
Exactly. Of course, of age. Wink, wink. No. Seriously, we are not condoning underage drinking.
I never had a beer until I was 21.
No, I didn't even know what alcohol was until I became of age.
Oh yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
And then I hit it hard. It's like my Rumspringer. Like, I went from Amish to just... Anyway, you still got to have your limits, you know? There's certain things where you shouldn't booze it up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe at work. So, this guy named Jonathan Ranieri in Pennsylvania showed up at his job earlier this month, and he was just... swayzed, just absolutely
just
wasted.
Smelling like booze.
Just he drunk off his ass.
Doubling
right?
in and...
So he obviously was sent home. They said, get out of here, go home. He went to his car to head home. That's when the cops spotted him and busted him for a DUI.
Oh,
leaving work to go home. He is facing drunk driving charges and probably lost his job, more than likely.
You know, the guy sounded like he was pretty sloppy.
Yeah.
You know, if you're that sloppy and leaving work, somebody from work probably called the cops on him.
I wouldn't doubt it, man.
You know?
I just, what is the mindset? Like, okay, I'm going to go to work. Everything's going to be fine. No, I'm going to go to work.
I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to take care of this day, get through this day.
Just call in sick, man.
Yeah, seriously. even if you are boozed up and drunk, you call in sick and they know that you're drunk. Hey, that's better than coming in smelling like
a
drunk clown.
Exactly. And then getting pulled over.
Yeah. God.
So I think the Idiot of the Day award goes to Jonathan.
There you go, Jonathan.
Hey, at least he's got plenty of time to booze it now that he doesn't have a job.
He'll be back.